So sometimes you find people who are kind of simple in village life, sometimes they're much more psychic, much more sensitive. They're having to relate more to nature. They're having to be more introspective and contemplative. That's also why many people who are brought upon spiritual paths, then they often live more of a simple life, so they can become more internal. See, the tendency we think that an advanced civilization is a civilization that has many external commodities, machines, etc. An advanced civilization really is not a civilization that has become enslaved or dependent upon external things. But where there's advanced civilizations, people have the ability to internally to manifest according to need, desire, etc. Where they have certain inner power. And you'll find that some of these other dimensions, other realms, other planets, they may not necessarily have so much of the physicality as we have, but they have the ability to manifest. Like in the spiritual realm, we have what's called Kalpavicitra. People can, just by desire, can manifest, etc. You know, as we look at the Y2K and these kind of issues, it's really typifying what's happening. The human civilization has become somewhat enslaved by technology. Technology becoming almost like a monster. That some of the greatest minds have been used in creating greater ways for destruction, etc. So it's technology that has lost its human and spiritual face. There was a cartoon in a magazine some time back, and it was showing or depicting the dangers of technology. And so there was this someplace like the Pentagon where there were these generals, and they were all in uniforms in this highly computerized room, but they were all on the floor. And sitting in their chairs at their desk were machines. So one person was walking in, one human, so-called, and he's kind of inquiring, what is going on? One machine swirls around and says, you heard about the Industrial Revolution, didn't you? Well, we won. But the machines are in the chairs, the humans are on the floor, and they're dead, and now they're taking over. Well, and to some extent, this is kind of happening in some situations where machines are taking over. Now, little mistakes are made, and there is, you know, nuclear disaster, destruction, disturbance, toxic waste, all of these things. And so because of that, this is one of the reasons why there is some influx of, let us say, our big brothers and big sisters, or some entities of higher material realms who are now beginning to interact more and trying to make some balances. Any other questions? Give a whole lecture or several days on these topics. Now that I've been doing that in some places, I've just come from a 20 country tour, and I've been addressing the media and universities where we're talking about millennium and Y2K and earth changes and whatnot, and what that really means for the planet, and meeting with some leaders of countries and things discussing these things. But I'll just summarize real quick a few highlights. We look back at the last 10,000 years and examine the reports from the top 100 best seers and psychics who have been known to be at least 85% correct. We'll find that they're all suggesting that civilization is about ready to make serious transition, serious turn. Some of the top in India, just recently, the top 10 astrologers wrote a book where they gave their astrological calculations. And nine of them all contend that within the next 10 to 15 years, civilization, we know it, should definitely change. That either serious earth changes or war, etc., based on the way the stars and things align up. They give an example of what's happening now. It's like at the time of the Mahabharata War, there was a certain type of alignment. When the Kali Yuga came in, there was a certain type of alignment, and they're seeing that similar type of alignments are taking place. Not to get too complicated, but so many stars in the same house, which is considered auspicious, two eclipses happening around the same time. So these things happen at the beginning of Kali Yuga, except at the beginning of the Mahabharata War. Now, we look at, I finished a TV program in Nigeria where I went from every tradition from Buddhism, Hinduism, Catholicism, don't ask one church, ask another, and gave their theology about the coming 10 to 15 years from now. In general, wasn't looking at Nostradamus or Edgar Cayce or whatever, Gene Dixon, Gordon Michael Scallion, who's written, who wrote my book, all talk about this. And they talk about the fact of maybe up to 2/3 of the population on the planet losing their lives, whether it's from AIDS or other things. Now, what is discussed, especially from the Vedic paradigm, is that this is part of the beginning of a golden age. Golden age has already begun in certain aspects of it. And that because of so much abuse and misuse and sinful things, the planet Bhumi is like a living entity, and it is suffering. And so when the body is sick, the body finds different ways to try to restore itself. So many of the floods and droughts and earthquakes and things, it's like the body restoring itself. So in the process, a lot of cleansing, a lot of changes go on. And so in that, for, let us say, for those who are materially grounded, it becomes very catastrophic. But where there is spiritual insight and spiritual consciousness, it becomes a cleansing for bringing in a higher era with their consciousness attuned to. So it's then to be seen as a wonderful thing that there is a cleansing for something ultimately higher. But before that higher to take place on a grand scale, then there is the cleansing or the boiling of the milk, etc., of the ghee, etc. So one doesn't have to be a mystic or psychic spiritualist to realize this is happening. You're a scientist, some of you are studying science, so you're knowing about the ozone effect and the greenhouse effect, where now the planet is heating up everywhere. And so there's the melting of the polar ice caps. And so this will be bring in the shift of the Earth on its axis, or floods in so many places, or the ozone hole. That the hole in the ozone is bigger than the hole of North America. And so the planet is changing, or has changed, and will change more. It has nothing to do with theology, or, per se, only, or mysticism, or psychic phenomena, but the reality of this hardcore science, that resources are being depleted, and the planet is going through amazing changes, and diseases, from the man-eating germ disease, to AIDS, to herpes, that something is happening. And it is not so wonderful at the present way of looking at it, but as we understand that there is some higher purpose, then we can reflect on that. So all of these things we talked about in summary just help us to want to look closer at our own lives, look closer at what we normally call knowledge or information, because most people get this information and data, not real knowledge. But real knowledge and why is it there, why is it changing so much? The books you're reading now, you come back to this, your same class 10 years from now, and you'll see how much of the stuff that you had now has changed. So it means so much relative stuff is going on that we're being taught, and we know it, but we're just trying to get a good grade, and so we don't care. You know, we're trying to get a grade and get out of here, be able to make some money, so we know for our lives. But so many people who write those books, they won't even tell you themselves, I wrote that book 5 years ago, wrote that book 10 years ago. Now, since then, there has been new discovery, I've got new insight, I would change this chapter, that chapter. So as we try to go deeper and develop ourselves, and not just force feed mind, then we can really become more aware, more wholesome, and our own karma and vibrations changes. Whatever happens to what person, what part of the world, what environment, what planet, has to do with the collective karma or the collective actions and mindset of the people, of those environments. As we change our own lives, change our consciousness, then we align ourselves with certain types of experiences based on our consciousness. So you're all quite young. I'm almost as young as you, maybe twice as some of your age. I'm about 15 years old. But you're kind of young. So you're determining what the future of this planet is. It's your generation. And so if you just kind of feed into an orthodoxy, then you just kind of become a part of the, you know, the people who are following much of the propaganda. But it should definitely be a time that we begin to kind of look deeper at what is the realities and try to see how we can find comfortably for ourselves what those realities are. The realities have never just been only material. We're much more than material beings interacting with material realm. We're spiritual beings having a mature experience. So many of these phenomenal things that are happening are showing us that we're much more than just this physical existence that we normally tune into, which then at some point we leave after 50, 60, 70 years, and that's it. Life definitely is more than that. Some of these paranormal things are happening. happiness is seen. The life is a continuum, that when the soul goes, it goes someplace. And when it's come here, it also come from someplace. So the question is where? And where does our individual souls go? And that is the whole science of civilization, about the nature of the soul. So thank you, Matt. I'll stay around about, I think we have some refreshments of prasadam. Have some refreshments if we try to pass out. Maybe I'll stay for about 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes. I have some books, and if anybody would like to have a book, I can try to sign it for you. I hope we bought some about the Gita's. We have the major books that all this kind of knowledge really come from. And it's from the Vedic tradition that some of these things you can find out the actual, go right to the source and get serious clarity on all of these subject matters. Thank you very much.
So, it's not a magic, it's not a moral case, or quite it is. But it's an economic case as well, and yet, you know, taxation is universal.
And even, someone could make a point, even in terms of taxation, we don't really make a choice as to where the taxation goes. And for example, I mean, many people disagree with taxation being used to fund nuclear weapons. But these things are just, you know, channeled as part of a program, and it's not something which is overtly decided by the public who make, you know, part of the system.
Exactly, yeah. And you don't even have a say. I mean, it's exactly from us, and still we don't even have a say where it goes.